The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 29th of November, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way in about 5 minutes. Alright, so you remember the other day we were telling you that Apple's saying, yeah, I think we might cut production of that XR? Now, what I'm about to tell you is going to make absolutely no sense at all. According to Apple's vice president, the iPhone XR, it's our most popular iPhone since the day it became available. What? Are you just as confused as I am right now? Let's just read on and see if we can clear this up. I doubt we will, though. Now, first and foremost, it's hard to actually say if this is true or not. We don't have any concrete data from Apple, and I'm pretty sure we're not going to get any. And as far as it being the most successful phone, well, we don't know the sales of the XS or the SX Max either. Maybe it sold one more unit than those. We just don't know. And we sure can't go by reviews that are out in the wild of this XR phone. Some people say, yes, it's great, it's budget-friendly, and it works perfect. Other people say, you're getting ripped off at $750. So what do we take away from this story? Like I just said a few moments ago, complete confusion. Hey, speaking of the iPhone, and we kind of pop on over to Google now. Remember the Project Fi? You know, that wireless network Google's putting together? Well, now it's been renamed. It's Google Fi. Who's seen that one coming? Well, from what Google's saying, it will be available for iPhones and, of course, Android devices. Now, Androids, yeah, that was kind of a given, but we weren't really sure if iPhone was actually going to be on board with this. Turns out it looks like maybe they are. Now, as far as Google Fi's unique features, you're looking at flat rate data billing, which would be nice, unlimited international roaming, and you're also going to have the ability to switch between multiple networks. Now, even though it's going to be working for the iPhones, functionality may be slightly different. It will basically just all depend on how much Google wants to give you and how much Apple's willing to let them give it to you. Now, unfortunately, if you got an iPhone 5, 5C, or even older than that, Google Fi, it ain't going to be for you. It simply just won't support those phones. But a 5S and up, you should be good to go. Now, there's no mention of privacy here. It is Google, after all. You might want to read the fine print, you know, just to be on the safe side. You know what I'm talking about, that little small print way, 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 way at the bottom that you can barely read? Yeah, that one. And finally, sometimes it's nice, lunch break, just after work, go over to Starbucks, lean back, sip down that latte, look over to the person next to you, and what are they? Oh, they're watching porn. Lovely. I'm sure we've all been there in that uncomfortable situation. Problem is, those were the ones uncomfortable, the one that should be. They just keep on having their latte or whatever the hell they're drinking and watching their porn. Well, their fun may be about to end and our discomfort as well. Indeed, they're going to be blocking everything that has to do with porn inside Starbucks. According to Starbucks, they have found a way to identify the solution to prevent content from being viewed within their stores. And they will be introducing this first in all of their U.S. locations starting in 2019. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that's BTN. You can check out our podcast, blog, reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out for yourself right now. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, too. British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. And, of course, our BTN community at our Slack room. That is where the fun is, and we'd love for you to join in. Do it right now. Find us at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Friday. Oh, indeed. Getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.